You know, some of you may use malware. Holy shit, what am I saying here? Some of you use Bitcoin, but it's important to know that Bitcoin has been very attacked these days. Through in the real world, and not only, also in the hacking world. So I'll start with the real one, the real world first. The world's most popular Bitcoin exchange is being sued for $75 million by Washington State startup that says a contract between the two digital currency companies has been breached. Seattle, Washington's CoinLab filed a claim Thursday in the United States District Court for the Western District of Washington and is asking for a trial by jury to determine if the Japanese-based Bitcoin exchange MT. Gox is guilty of breaking a contract signed between the two just 6 months ago. Since shortly after the introduction of the virtual cryptocurrency in 2009, MT. Gox has served as the primary exchange place for the majority of the world's Bitcoin transactions, providing people around the world with an easy-to-use blah blah blah. We already know this. And American share of cyber trades, among other benefits, speed of the process of MT. Gox international transaction, whatever, traditionally known as a highly encrypted currency that allows for near complete anonymity in financial transactions. Bitcoin has increased its user base in recent months after its value skyrocketed in worth, hitting an all-time high above $250 per Bitcoin last month, only to drop sharply just days later. A number of online retailers are slowly accepting payments in Bitcoins in addition to allowing customers to use credit cards. And last month, a man from Canada offered to sell his home for 5,362 Bitcoins, at the time equivalent to around $395. Wow. So he sold his house thinking that it will raise even more, and it didn't. And it just got down, and he's probably very destroyed now. Ha ha ha. Idiots. The way it works is you buy when it's at lowest price. You don't buy when it reaches the top. So anyway, Bitcoin is being sued for, I don't know, tens of millions of dollars, but that's okay. They can handle it. Right, and the other front in which it is attacked is the hacking realms with malware. The Bitcoin mining rig is becoming a popular alternative to people who want an easy way to earn the digital currency. All you have to do is plug the hardware that specializes in Bitcoin mining and run its customized software. After that, you can sit back and relax as it mines the digital currency for you. A popular esports league has admitted that one of its employees harnessed the power of members' computers without their knowledge in order to mine Bitcoins. For a period of 2 weeks, gamers noticed that their computers were generating unusually high GPU loads and frequent BSOD errors. Some gamers stated that their GPUs were damaged due to them reaching temperature over 90 degrees Celsius. Oh, so this is actually about a company of gaming who has many computoriums. This guy is the hire there, and he decided to use the computer to use it for this mining Bitcoin software. And all the gamers that used their servers just got slowed down very hard. See, this is what happens when people do not rehearse their shows. They have no idea what they are talking about. But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. It's still Bitcoin related, at least. Okay. The mining began on April 3rd and affected thousands of gamers who unwittingly mined over 3,007 worth of the currency. Eric Thornberg, co-owner of ESE. I don't even know about this company. It doesn't seem to be a major gaming company. Whatever, I'll Google this later. Okay, ESEA stated that the Bitcoin miner was meant to be part of an April Fool's joke. However, they weren't able to finish it in time. They then decided to put some of the test code into the client belonging to a few ESEA administrators. They wanted to see if the Bitcoin miner would offer any benefits to the ESEA community. After 2 days of testing, they decided to cancel the project altogether. Unfortunately, according to an official statement released by Craig Levine, the other co-owner of ESEA, an employee involved in the test, decided to use the test codes for his own personal gain. Yeah. ESEA distributes anti-cheat software that allows subscribers to play the Counter-Strike first-person shooter game on their network. Yeah. See, Bob has just told me that now it's a good time to buy the Bitcoins because it's at $90. And it is true. ESEA co-founder Craig, yeah, but that idiot bought when he was like at $390 or something. As of this morning, ESEA has made sure that all Bitcoin mining has stopped. ESEA is also in the process of taking all necessary steps internally to ensure that nothing like this ever happens again. Nothing is really predictable. If you own a company, there are individuals, different individuals working at that company, each with their own characters. So everything is possible at all times. What I'm trying to say is that this guy just said this statement that everything, you know, that they will live happily ever after, just to, you know, to keep their clients and to please the press. Yes. The news is quite disturbing, considering that many people have been using their services in order to play games online fairly or without worrying about other players cheating their way out of the game. So they are trying to, you know, people thought that this was, you know, they bought this to get anti-cheat protection. And they just ended up cheated upon themselves by the company itself. This is funny. Funny stuff happening around the world. Also, some other funny stuff is what the Chinese hackers did to the US military. Yes, Chinese hackers steal information from top secret US military data. Kinetic, a UK-based defense contractor, suffers humiliation, as intelligence officials confirmed that China was able to steal the US classified documents and pertinent technological information, all this because of Kinetic's faulty decision-making. Kinetic North America, a world-leading defense technology and security company providing satellites, drones, and software services to the U.S. Special Forces deployed in Afghanistan and Middle East. The hacking was so extensive that external consultants ended up more or less working permanently inside the firm to root out malicious software and compromises on an ongoing basis. In one of the attacks that took place in 2009, the hackers raided at least 151 machines of the firm's technology studios, technology solutions group, DSG, over a 251-day period, stealing 20 gigabytes of data before being blocked. Oh, that's a lot of gigabytes. As the White House moves to confront China over its theft of U.S. technology through hacking, policymakers are faced with the question of how much damage has already been done. 1.3 million pages of documents, including ones containing highly sensitive military information, were stolen at the time. The agent had stumbled upon the breach as part of a separate investigation, but apparently left out many key details, including the fact that other contractors were being hit. Through 2008, said to have treated the continuing pattern of hacks traced to its buildings as isolated incidents, including the compromise of 13,000 server passwords that attackers were used to help steal huge amounts of classified military engineering data. So, 13,000 server passwords. That means access to 13,000 servers. Kinetic committed the first mistake, as it restricts its investigation on the first discovery of the spying, even when NASA warned the firm that it was being attacked by hackers from one of Kinetic's computers. The firm apparently continued to treat incidents in isolation. So computers were used from the company that was actually hired for bringing the security. The hackers were able to exploit unpatched security flaws and other vulnerabilities across QA to infiltrate multiple divisions of the company, including Cyvalence, the company's cybersecurity unit. In 2010, HP Carey, the security firm, hacked in 2011 by Anonymous, and of course we all remember that, was hired by Kinetic, along with Terremark, to investigate the attacks. HP Carey almost immediately identified malicious software on most of Kinetic's computers. So Kinetics are actually so newbie that they hired HP Carey, which were known to be very hacked by Anonymous in 2011. Yes. The spying on Kinetic and other defense contractors appears aimed at helping China leapfrog the U.S. technologically advanced military, foregoing years of research and development that would have cost billions of dollars. Right. Very, very funny. USA. USA, the home of the brave and the land of the free, which have the best military and the best security. Yes. Very, very good. Let me see now. This is very interesting. 4.2 gigabytes of emails leaked from Italian politicians by Anonymous. Yes. On 3rd of May, which is today. Anonymous have today announced a leak over 4 gigabytes of data from some Italian politicians. The announcements first came from a simple Pastebin post on the 24th of April, titled Anonymous Movement 5 Stars Leak, which was a press release and a sample of what it is to come. The leak has now been uploaded to a well-known leak site, per line Anoia.net, which states that there is more to come over the following days and that they have archived the original sample leak, which was first uploaded to Bay files but now is on the Paranoia server. The leaked emails can be downloaded in a 4.2 gigabyte zip file named itmails.zip, but as of time of publishing, this was still downloading and only just announced. Paranoia has stated that they have a email reader coming soon for the leaked emails, and unlike in previous leaks from them, they are not currently browsable. Right, so I have here the original press release, the video message, and the files, and I will copy all of them into the chat. Very, very glorious things. Let's see what the press release says. Through this action, we want to focus... What? Do I still have sound or not? VNC seems to have been failed. Is anyone listening to me? Is anyone listening to the show? To the Fausto show?
Still have sound.
Okay, I still have sound. That is good. That is good. Okay, so the English press release says, through this action, we want to focus on that is rotten at the top of the movement 5 stars. We hope to bring the members of the movement and citizens to reflect the role of Beppe Grillo and Joseph Casaleggio. This manipulated downward movement, the root sincere for their personal gain. Grillo and Casaleggio enrich privately by advertising through the portal and beppegrillo.it products sold by e-commerce. Managing the communication policy of the party from this blog private business. They were able to transform this group of people sincerely animated in policy making in their personal army of trolls, who day after day provides the economic and political power. The moment someone decides not to stand in line, we are soon to dismiss it. This has happened in the past by removing unwanted comments or expulsion of members not willing to recite the pappardelle prepared by Grillo Casaleggio. They came now even required the expulsion of a senator of the movement 5 stars, Mastrangeli Marino, who has exercised his right to freedom of expression on television. For this, we enter the Caselle mail, senators and deputate, motion 5 stars. I don't know what they're trying to say here. Publish a mailbox a week until our demands are not met. Okay. Since the publication of the emails week by week will emerge as the deputate. They say deputat, but these are Italian guys. They don't know English very well. And senators are slaves of 5 stars Grillo and Casaleggio, not only in a relationship of subjection, logistics, and politics, but also often psychological. We apologize in advance, M5S, with those elected for the violation of their privacy and future, inviting them to make all the necessary pressures against Grillo and Casaleggio so that they meet our legitimate demands for transparency. Our conditions, every week we will post the mail box of A or deputy senator of Five Star moving for the next 6 months. We'll stop only when our demands will be met. Our demands of transparency, the immediate publication of income and assets of Joseph Grillo and Gianberto Casaleggio. And also details of the revenues from the site www.bebergrillo.it and interrelated. These published data must be complete, comprehensive, and articulated, retracting the earnings and assets accumulated since the start of the movement Five Stars. They will also be published in detail, the income and assets of family directs and trustees. Okay. Hackers of the PD. We are anonymous. We are Legion. Expect us. Okay, this one is interesting. You know, in my country, all politicians must share their incomes with the public. I don't know what is the case in Italy, but it seems that they don't do that. And some of the fortunes that these politicians create are not explainable. So Anonymous Italy has made this operation, and the government will probably not say anything, and the hacks will continue to go. The leaks will continue to be published, and probably Anonymous members will start getting arrested. But only the noobs. Okay. Here's one. It's not really big news, it's just a little thing here. Official LG Mexico hacked and left defaced. The official Mexico website LG has been breached and left with an additional page. The hack comes from Joker Cracker, and he posted this tweet on Twitter. The defacement is not the main index page and contains no real message, but it is confirmed as the official Mexico domain for LG. It's also not the first time we have seen attacks on LG, with the Turkish agent hacker group releasing data from official LG servers not so long ago. Let's see if it's still hacked. If I click on it, yeah, the page cannot be displayed. So it's not defaced anymore, which means you cannot really see the artistic thing that he wrote there, but they shut down the site in order to fix the problem. Or something like that. This is fun. So, you know, you don't really need an excuse to hack these corporations. You know, I think it doesn't hurt to sort of bring their attention. We are currently paying a lot of money for things that cost a lot less to produce. You know, you create something with, and you know, with few, well, not few resources, but you create something and you sell it with 10 times the price, which is not really, really good. And so some little hacking here and there doesn't hurt. in my opinion. Okay. Let's go to the mobile section. NTT Docomo USA site taken offline by LOLSEC, which of course is the anonymous brigade that takes on the dangerous stuff. Over the past week, there has been huge attention to a leak of data from the Japanese mobile giant NTT Docomo. In the name of it, supporting CISPA, which of course we know, it kind of got passed in USA, and there has been operation against CISPA, which part of it was informing the population about what CISPA is and how it affects us, and part of it seems that it involved hacking the sites of those who supported the bill, which in this case is a big mobile giant from Japan. The news has been a big subject across many different Japanese sites after a LOLSEC wiki released a dump of accounts that contain personal credentials. Today, the same account has announced that the DocomoUSA.com website is offline. Okay, the site has been offline for over 12 hours at the time of publishing, which is only a short time, but it is confirmed as down. An attack takes away the possibility of sales and client access to the American-based customers or people researching information related to Docomo services and products. Yesterday also announced that Docomo has confirmed this breach and that it was from a third-party sales provider, which is most likely the USA-based site, as many of the account details are related to its domain. Right, so good job here in the name of Operation CISPA. Mobile phone, giant from Japan. Doesn't mean Japan sucks. Japan has a university project that offers people hundreds of free VPNs for people who can't connect to the Pirate Bay. And also an operation from the anonymous Europe just published a paste bin a few days ago with all the sites that can be used as proxy to bypass if the Pirate Bay has been blocked in your country. Okay, right. Also related to the same thing is still from the same company, Japanese mobile operator NTT Docomo hacked, credit card information leaked. For Stop CISPA. Over the past few weeks, tension has built again over the well-known CISPA bill, which the American government is trying to get in place. Anonymous activists have once again lashed out, and now leaks of data have started, with one of the first coming from a well-known major player in the mobile phone operator game in Japan. Docomo, which is an acronym of the phrase "do communications over the mobile network." The leak was announced by LOLSEC Wiki, who have posted the data to Pastebin along with the following message: "Greetings, the LOLS boat has been docked, and the LOL's flags have been raised. Americans have brought to our attention the issue of CISPA. We were sent this this list. In other discussion of the language in the CISPA, we will and CISPA bill, we have decided to act. We are here to show the computers exactly how CISPA feels when used against us. We understand CISPA was not passed. This is still an issue. These companies have continued to support all internet censorship bills. It's time to take action. The internet was made to be a free and open service for the world to use at the user's will. Our first target is unique. They are part of the Wireless Alliance. They angered us because they are hosted outside the United States but have a say in American policy. That company is Docomo. Docomo is the predominant mobile phone operator in Japan. The name is officially an abbreviation of the phrase, the communication over the mobile network, and is also from a compound word, Docomo, meaning everywhere in Japanese. Docomo provides phone, video phone, iMode, internet, and mail, iMode mail, short mail, and SMS services. The company has its headquarters in the Sano Park Tower, Nakatacho, Choda, Tokyo. Right. And so not only these mobile companies support the CISPA bill, but they also like to have a lot of surveillance, regardless of the laws which are against surveillance. So even if CISPA is not passed, they can still spy on you and they can share that information with the government every time. The leaked data is split into various sections from different database tables, which include server administrator distributors, applications, and American staff logins, clients, and other details. This is also a dump of personal details from users, which includes 430 email addresses, real names, home addresses, contacts, credit card details, and other credentials, which are all in clear text. So basically, this is not just a hit at the financial level, but it is also a hit at their image, at their company image. You know, people don't want to go and get hired at a company where, you know, their data is not secure and their credit cards will be released on the internet for many people to see. The staff and admin details include emails from wasabikikaku.com and docomousa.com and have encrypted passwords. So, yeah, this is a great blow to the image of this company in the name of and of the operation called Stop CISPA, which again, I remind you that it had many phases. You know, one important phase is to inform people about what is wrong with that bill. The second important thing is to try and affect those companies which supported that bill. And I don't know. The third phase is to troll. Trolling is an important part in these sort of organizations. Right, so far I have told you about the solar flare, which is the reason why in some parts of the world there have been unexplained Aurora Borealis, and a lot of heat in mountains and even snow in USA. But yeah, the mainstream media usually just puts like three phrases. Like I've seen in the Guardian article, it was just three-phrase article. That was all. You know, speaking about minimalizing information. I think they talk more about, you know, what boyfriend, what football player has. What did I say boyfriend? Gay footballers. right. So more interest. People are more interested in finding out about that than finding what is happening on this universe which we are actually part of. You know, we are in a sphere, in a solar system, in a giant galaxy, in a giant universe, and multiple planes of existence, multiple dimensions. So, you know, I think an important part is to connect to the information that links us to what is happening out there in space. And, you know, understand why these effects happen in our world. You know, it is not the greenhouse gas, it is the sun having fun. You know? So the sun having fun has nothing to do with our taxes that we pay for our cars. You know, that sort of ecological, you know, kind of tax. And I have like 7 minutes left. And I cannot connect to the VNC anymore, so, you know, someone, when I end my show, should, you know, like Bob or Prajna, you guys can just turn on the playlist when the time comes. Because the Linux server seems to not be connectable to again. But that is the technical difficulties. Let me try the 32-bit one. Maybe that one works. Nope, not working. The internet does not love me today. Right, so I told you about the solar flare. Then I told you about the toxic pesticides, which when you burn them up, they can be very, very, very harmful towards the people who inhale that smoke. And of course, these fires are happening once again in the USA, where everything is perfect. Okay, let's see what other things have happened. Right, I told you about the Chinese hackers hacking the perfect army of USA systems, right? Many of you are from UK, so let's give you some UK-related news. UK banks hit by remit banking malware and social engineering attacks. A dangerous variant of the remit malware has been discovered targeting the UK's financial sector. Trusteers claim to have discovered an interesting Trojan-based attack technique that inspects highly convincing and interacting real-time messages into the user web stream that they encounter when logging into a UK online banking session. The Remit worm was discovered in 2010, but in 2011, researchers spotted a new strain that had incorporated source code from the notorious Zeus banking Trojan. Cyber criminals are stepping up their use of social engineering techniques to bypass increasingly security-aware users of online banking and e-commerce sites. So, you know, I think many of you are familiar with the term social engineering. It just means manipulation, you know, psychological manipulation to get what you want from the person. The malware reportedly avoids detection by going into an idle sleep mode until its intended victim logs into their online bank account, at which point it activates and presents them with a fraudulent phishing message, which tells you to configure your OTP servers due to the recent changes to the e-banking transactions. You need to configure your OTP service phone number. Please follow the instructions in the system. 1. A single-use destination number that you need to activate using the OTP service phone number will be generated for you. 2. A one-time passcode which you should enter in the specified field and click confirm button was sent to your OTP service phone number. After entering the one-time passcode and adding temporary number, you will be redirected to a page warning about the successful completion of the settings of your OTP service phone number and be able to continue work as usual. Please wait until the temporary numbers are being generated. Please don't navigate away from this page. Refresh this page or close the browser. So, as we know, nothing is safe these days. Not your iPhone, not your credit card, nothing. And if you are really stupid, you can get owned by social engineering methods such as these. So, you know, always remember that your bank will never prompt you to retype your password through an email or something like that. You know, actually, don't even read your email. Your email is not needed. Just talk in real life. Real life is far more better. You just get outside of the house and you speak with people. That works very nicely. And you can go to your bank and speak with them there. You don't need to go online. Online sucks. Online is for pussies. You just need the online realm to watch the efucked.com website and xvideos.com and also darkcityradio.com. This is Fausto, and this has been another glorious show of the Fausto Power Lord. Or some shit like that. See you later. Enjoy. Thank you for listening.